This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift is starting off 2024 strong as 1989 Taylor's Version is number one on the Billboard 200 chart for the fifth consecutive week. Her albums have now accounted for 68 weeks at number one, making her the solo artist with the most weeks at number one, which was previously held by Elvis. I bet she never imagined that in her wildest dreams. Kanye West posted multiple almost nude photos of his wife, Bianca Censori, on Instagram on New Year's Day. In one of the photos, Censori is shown wearing a fur bra, but only a tiny G-string and high heels, with the caption, "No pants this year." As a fitting response, someone should post a photo of Kanye with the caption, "No taste this year." Joe Jonas is moving on from his divorce from Sophie Turner. The musician was seen boarding a private jet with model Stormy Bree, a former Miss Teen USA, after the couple hung out together in Los Cabos for the New Year. Turner has also moved on, spending time with her new boyfriend over the holidays. But now Joe's got a shift from his hot model to picking up the kids. Beverly Hills 90210 alum Ian Ziering got into a street brawl with an LA biker gang. Multiple riders on mini motorized bikes swarmed around Ziering's car on Hollywood Boulevard before he got out and quickly swung at one of the bikers whose motorbike was blocking his car. Four others then threw punches at Ziering before he escaped to Beverly Hills. Sia turned up at the Kardashian Christmas party just 3 weeks after undergoing liposuction. The chandelier hitmaker smiled alongside Khloe Kardashian in a photo posted to the reality star's Instagram. The singer wore a white dress and a matching headpiece that covered her head and hair completely. Sia's sucked-up fat was her plus one.
Dead or alive?
Comedian and actor Chris Tucker's career was red hot in the 1990s with hit films such as Rush Hour, Money Talks, and The Fifth Element. Dead or alive? Alive. Tucker has come back recently, appearing in Ben Affleck's film Air and doing a stand-up comedy tour across North America. It was his first tour since 2011. Jeremy Renner has been making spectacular progress since his snowplow accident a year ago. The mayor of Kingstown actor also revealed that he feels strong enough to get back to work next week on the Paramount Plus series. He said, quote, "I think I'm ready. I think I'm strong enough. We'll see," unquote. Well, we will see, as long as he stays away from snowplows. Paula Abdul claims American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow sexually assaulted her multiple times while she was judging Idol. Paula alleges that several assaults occurred over the years and that Lithgow taunted her by calling her to say it had been, quote, 7 years and the statute of limitations had run out, unquote. But it hasn't. Jack Black has joined the cast of Minecraft, a live-action adaptation of the popular video game. Jason Momoa is starring in the movie alongside Wednesday's Emma Myers and the Color Purple actor Danielle Brooks. Production will start next week in New Zealand. Minecraft is scheduled to open on April 4th, 2025. Damn, I've got a colonoscopy that day.
Idiot of the Week!
Brandy Glanville, 51, claims her face swelled up because of the stress she endured after being accused of sexually assaulting Carolyn Manzo. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star said she hasn't been able to talk, so much so that she had to stop recording her podcast in October because she had to take frequent breaks. There is a God. Ben Affleck begrudgingly took Jennifer Lopez's photo in the middle of a shopping day in St. Bart's. The grumpy-looking actor and the actress were perusing the boutiques of the Caribbean island's capital, Gustavia. After making several faces, he leaned back to capture a photo or two of Lopez, who struck a few poses. Good thing the pictures weren't of his face. Actor Michael Imperioli, best known as Christopher Moltisanti on The Sopranos, along with his wife, has opened up Scarlet, a bar and restaurant in New York. The actor, 57, comes in at least a couple of times a week, and several of his Sopranos chums, among them Steve Sciarippa and Catherine Narducci, have already dropped in. The bada bing, it ain't. After Vin Diesel was accused of sexual assault, his attorney said, quote, "Vin Diesel denies this claim. This is the first he has heard about this more than 13-year-old claim made by a 9-day employee. There is clear evidence which completely refutes these outlandish allegations," unquote. The woman served as Diesel's assistant, but what was she assisting with? Hannah Waddingham, best known for her character Rebecca Welton on Ted Lasso, only has nice things to say about working with Tom Cruise on the upcoming 8th installment of Mission Impossible. She said, quote, "He is without doubt one of the loveliest and encouraging, positive and inspiring human beings I've ever met," unquote. And so is she.
The Trash Bin.
Actor and Scientologist Danny Masterson has been transferred to North Kern State Prison in Central California after being sentenced to 30 years to life for raping two women. The That 70s Show actor's mugshot was released, showing him with a giant beard and dressed in an orange jumpsuit. He will now be known by his prison name, New Meat.
The News Wrap-Up.
Movie ticket sales were up 21% last year from 2022. Tech stocks wrapped up one of their best years in the past two decades after a 2022 slump. Meta stock had a record year spurred by cost cuts after a disastrous 2022. The city where young Americans most want to start a new life abroad? Portland, Oregon. Let that sink in.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
It's Wonka, starring Timothy Chalamet, for the third week.
The number one album.
Once again, it's Taylor Swift, 1989, Taylor's version.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, again.
The number one book.
The Wager, by David Gran, is the best-selling nonfiction book.
As a 12-year-old from Canada, Tate McRae won third place on the 2016 season of So You Think You Can Dance and performed with fellow Canuck Justin Bieber. So, when McRae recently took the stage at Saturday Night Live, this time debuting as a pop star in her own right, she was more prepared than most. Even though she was freaking out about performing live on the show and not disappointing her parents, her pair of performances showed off her voice and her considerable dancing skills. Her latest song is the follow-up to her number one global hit, Greedy, and we love it. Here's Tate McRae with the song of the week, X's.
Happens every time. I don't make many be cold, but it's how I get. Me and all my pride. Tryna burn down every damn bridge anytime we can. And again, I'm a wild ride that never stops. I'm a hard case they can't unlock. And I swear I can't lie, just not enough. Let's just say it is what it is and was what it was.
Tate McRae with the song of the week, X's. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.